All right, that completes our lightning rounds with major and minor thirds. And when you finish these drills for your homework assignment, some of you probably already passed them even on your first try as we were just doing them. When we're finished, we're really going to be experts in these thirds. It's very important. We have spent extra special attention on these major and minor thirds between all the tests you've had and all the drills you will have done and all the major minor chord testings that we did. You should be quite well established in the feeling and the spellings of major and minor thirds. And the reason that we're really focusing carefully on them is because, as we said before, almost all music that you hear is built up in thirds. If you are listening to rock or country music or classical music or even progressive music, I'm not talking about really modern kinds of things that just sort of go all over the place like that. That's not it. I'm talking about just regular, ordinary music that you hear all the time. This is built up in tertian harmony. It's composed in tertian harmony, T-E-R-T-I-A-N. T-E-R means three. It's built up in third harmony, tertian harmony. If you take a C major chord, for instance, C and E is a major third, and then E and G is a minor third. So that chord, in a sense, is built up in thirds. Same with minor. From C to E flat is a minor third, and then from E flat to G is a major third. So chords in tertian harmony are built up in thirds. It's different from chords built up in fourths, like this. Now that would be chordal harmony. Or if we wanted to build chords in fifths and had some kind of music going on in fifths, then it would sound like this. But most music is in the tertian harmony, and so that's why we've paid so careful attention to the thirds.